All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
I'm Brian Boucher. You're watching Nasty Knuckles.
You're listening to Nasty Knuckles, the Hockey Outlaws podcast, with your host, Terry Nasty Suttermeyer, and former Philadelphia Flyer enforcer Riley Cote, as they go behind the scenes with your favorite NHL players. Time to face off.
All right, welcome back. What's happening, Nasty?
What's up, Regalia?
Looking pretty slick today.
You are?
No, you are.
Why?
I don't know.
Looking... So are you. I like that hoodie.
Nice and sharp.
You should get that hoodie. Get me one of those hoodies.
Yeah, I know
a
guy.
You got someone?
Yeah, I do.
Well, Michigan, men's league. Not to mention yesterday, but we won't get into that. Baller said not to. So, Debo's sleeping. Got shit kicked in our men's league game again. Yeah. You know.
Lack of defense? Or
lack of you not coming, and along with a couple other guys playing with 7-8 players.
Any brain farts?
Boys are about ready to trade you for a bag of pucks here if you don't.
Well, it's probably more valuable. Up. Yeah, at least you get some rubber.
At least we have some good warm-ups with more pucks if we trade your rights. But
where are you going to move them to?
Getting ridiculous. I heard Matt Elf was looking for a new player. Actually, they shit kicked. They're the ones that beat us, I think. Matt Elf. I think that's who it was that beat us, but we got shit kicked. But it was bad.
Yeah.
Worst game I ever played.
Well, it happens.
It was bad. But
the best players have bad nights.
Yeah, they do. They do. We just need some best players. That's what we need. Yeah. Couple Flyer games.
Yep.
Last night's game, close all the way against Carolina, our boy. Tony D'Angelo back in town. Mm-hmm. They're playing hard, man. They're in every game.
Yeah.
That's all you can ask for.
Carolina's a good team, too.
Carolina's
good.
Give them
credit.
They're starting to find their rhythm. It looks like they got Svechnikov back. We got to see Roddy and Tony, as I mentioned yesterday. And Tony was just saying that they're playing better. They're starting to kind of come together now. So, and they have a couple other guys that are hurt, I believe.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's nice to get down there. Our new little segment. Quick hits, had some fun with Patty Maroon and Ryan Hartman, and that's a new thing we want everyone to check out.
Yeah.
It's fun doing that.
Yeah, we'll get down to pregame skate, hopefully every time the Flyers are at home and they skate. Have a couple words with a few of our friends.
You might have to... grab a hold of a couple guys.
Yeah.
Just set the tone early, like might Patty
have,
Maroon.
Might have to.
Big Nick, D'Lo, Delorier did the other night.
Mm-hmm.
But just some tragic news. Adam Johnson, just an awful, one of the worst things I've ever seen on the ice. Yeah, not even
definitely.
Sure how to describe it. There's all kinds of talk about maybe it was done purposely. I don't know what was going on there. I don't really want to say. I didn't play the game at the level you guys played at, so I guess I'll ask you. I mean, you ever seen anyone basically leave their feet like that without getting hit? I can't tell if his hip got hit, but it doesn't look like it. I don't know. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, you know, I obviously agree with you. Really tragic. You know, I've never seen anything like this in hockey. I watched it several times to see if he was clipped to throw his, you know, for that to propel his body the way it did. I don't see that. I don't think that happened. I've never seen a guy fly like that with the blades up, like,
I don't know what you're thinking there.
Yeah, it's, geez, I mean, I was a reckless player, and, you know, there's some things you just don't do. And, it's, you know, you've seen blades flip, you know, flip up with some hip checks over the boards, but it's generally the, you know, the guy that's hitting that's creating that.
Right.
But this hit was very unique, something I've never seen before, and, yeah, I mean, there's rumblings around potentially, you know, obviously they're investigating it.
Yeah.
There could be a chance of getting charged, I mean, which is insane to think about. But the reality is like, you do have weapons on the bottom of your feet. And was the intent to kill the guy? Obviously not. There's no way he wakes up in the morning and premeditates that. Right. No question. However, in this world we live in, there is law and there is negligence. And I don't know. I don't even want to, you know, speculate, because I mean, my heart goes out to the families, the teams. I mean, even this Matt, the guy that's, you know, kind of, you know, responsible for it. But like, you know, it's an incredible thing to see. And I hope to never, ever see this again.
Oh,
and
God.
Certainly pointing fingers and blaming isn't going to solve anything, but you know, whether there is negligence potentially and there is a situation like this, like there isn't going to be an investigation. So we'll leave it at that. I think it's terrible for the game. You know, certainly gives it a black eye. I really hope that, you know, this thing can settle with some sort of acceptance.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know, you know, you keep talking about it and being angry about it, and it'll sort itself out, but certainly real tragic.
Just awful, awful thing to see. And our thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family and everyone involved, teams, and just something you don't want to see, witness. I mean, even the fans there. I mean,
oh my gosh, yeah, traumatized.
Just a horrible, horrible accident. So, again, our thoughts and prayers about him and his family.
Yeah.
Anything positive?
Well, we got our good friend Brian Boucher on today.
Yes, we do.
Episode 132. I think we're ready to rock here now.
Are you going to ask him about his pads?
Well, we'll talk about them.
Okay.
Let's talk about
his style.
Oh, we his love his style.
He did have good style.
Still got great style.
He does.
All right, Nass, here we go.
Let's go. Before we get to our interview, Riggs, I got a question for you.
What do you got, Nass?
Do you feel the chill in the air?
Do I?
I'm just asking because, as we know, the NHL is back, and it's time to hit the ice. And I'm talking about with DraftKings Sportsbook, getting new customers ready for puck drop with an epic offer.
Whew.
And this goes to you as well. Score $200 instantly in bonus bets when you bet just $5 on hockey. Now, that's worth a sellie.
Oh.
And we know how you sellied when you scored. You didn't, but I will sellie heavy.
Yes.
I'm looking at tonight's game with the Buffalo Sabres visiting the Philadelphia Flyers, and the Sabres are at -120 for this game. Bet the action on the ice with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the app now and use code Knuckles. New customers can get $200 instantly in bonus bets for betting just $5 on hockey rigs. That's code Knuckles, only on DraftKings Sportsbook. an official sports betting partner of the NHL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NEW-YORK. That's H-O-P-E-N-Y, or text H-O-P-N-Y-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, licensed partner, Golden Nugget Lake Charles, 21 plus, varies by jurisdiction, void in ONT. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/hockeyterms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsibility gaming resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyrights of the NHL 2023, all rights reserved.
Welcome back. I'm Riley Cote.
And I'm Derek Settlemyer. This week, we're super happy to have friend of the show, mm-hmm. friend of ours, former first-round draft pick for the Philadelphia Flyers, fan favorite, back in the saddle again, Mr. Brian Boucher. What's up, Boo?
What's up, guys? I don't know about fan favorite, but...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. The thing is, you couldn't boo me, because if you booed me, it sounded like you were cheering for
That's
me.
Right. That's right. Pumping it up. You know? And I was fortunate enough to have you when you first were a rookie, and we've talked about that before. You two have been teammates, mm-hmm. but...
Stole my number?
Stole his number.
I'd still owe you a dinner.
It was a gracious handoff.
It worked out well. It worked out well.
32 looked better on you anyway.
Yeah, I agree. I like 32.
Yeah.
Cheap. Were there any? There were no really tough 33s in Flyer history, was there? I mean,
that's
aside from you.
That's actually a good question.
Like 32, Chief, like that
yeah,
was.
Yeah, Chief, there was 32. Danny LaCroix was 32.
Danny LaCroix, right, yeah.
Yeah, a few guys.
So I think that was more appropriate.
I agree.
Yeah, Boosh actually came to me and said, I would let it, but I think he'll look better in 32, so I'll just take 33.
I like where your head's at.
Yeah, it was good. It worked out well. Boosh, congratulations on your new gig.
Yeah.
New color man for the Philadelphia Flyers. Yeah. Do a great job. Thank you. Always done a great job ever since you started. I think you were made to do a job like this because you to me, right away, you were great. But how's it going? What like?
It's awesome. I mean, honestly, you know, when Jonesy, you know, got the president's job, I got really fortunate two ways. I mean, number one, it created an opening for the Flyers, so that was great. And then because of like I was doing national with ESPN, and those games are heavy Tuesday, Thursday. And the Flyers play heavy Tuesday, Thursday. Like, I, if I wanted to do that Flyers job, I had to find a way to, you know, not do Tuesday, Thursday, but I was going to miss a lot of Flyer games. So, if work, and then Jonesy leaving TNT, it worked out that I kind of worked it out where I could go to TNT as well. So, I mean, yeah. I got really lucky in two spots to make it work. Because I think if I stayed at ESPN, I probably was only going to be able to do maybe 40 Flyer games. And now I'm hoping that I can do, you know, 60 plus.
Oh,
and there are 13 that are on national between ESPN and TNT. So it's not like the Flyers do 82 or NBC Sports Philly does 82 of the Flyer games. We only do 69 or so. So I'm thrilled. I consider this place home. I left for 2 years, went home to Rhode Island where my wife and I are from, Melissa. And it was good, but this is where I raise my kids. This is where I identify with, and it's great to be back.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, happy to have you back.
Yeah thanks.
For sure, man. What are your thoughts so far? I mean, I know we're early in the season. Everybody gets all excited, but, you know, 500 right now.
Yeah.
Is that where you saw the team being maybe? Or,
you know, I think a lot of people think this is Flyer team. They just assume that they're going to be bad, right? But, I mean, with Atkinson and Couturier back, you know, those are two really good players.
Yeah.
And if they stay healthy, I mean, you got yourself a number one center, and you got a guy that can score 30-plus goals,
yeah.
right? So that those are two huge holes that weren't in the lineup last year. There's some unknown, but for, you know, I think this team, like, they really enjoy being around one another. Like, there's an energy to this group that I think they're embracing the underdog mentality. They know that everybody's picking them to finish, you know, in the basement, and they're motivated. And I think they've been competitive in all the games except for maybe the Ottawa game.
Yeah,
that afternoon game mm-hmm. two. You guys know how it is. Like, those afternoon games are hard to adjust to sometimes.
Ottawa, too. Yeah. You're not putting Ottawa down, but it's just a
tough
start
all
the time.
My kids draft, by
the way. Sorry. It's getting better. No, I mean for the visiting team, but now it's actually they're an exciting team now.
Yeah.
I mean, they're getting better and better every year, obviously.
Yep. No, yeah. So, I mean, so for the Flyers, I mean, a good start. 500, I think that's if you started the season and said, hey, if they're 500, you know, 8-10 games in, you'd take that. Right. Last night was a tough one because they battled back in that game, and a costly mistake at the end, you know, they lose the game, and that's part of the growing pains. You got to go through. Good teams and teams with experience tend not to make those mistakes late in games, and for the Flyers, I think just because they are young and they're learning, and you know, they will make mistakes, and unfortunately last night it bit them.
Yeah, they're playing really hard. You know, like the games we've been to, you know, there was talk, well, these teams didn't show up. I mean, you got to give the Flyers credit, too, because they've been playing really hard and harder to play against, for sure. Like you said, they seem like a really tight group, talking to some of the guys. It's been fun to watch so far for me.
Some guys have been asked to elevate their games, right? Like Sanheim's one of those guys. Yep. I think he lived in the shadows before, you know, maybe with Provorov here. He was kind of second fiddle, and then the whole trade talk in the off season, I'm sure that probably weighed on him, like kind of like, what, you guys don't want me, or, you know, you want to cast me aside? So I think he's coming with a chip on his shoulder. I think they challenged him. He's coming stronger. He's playing his offside, which is an adjustment, but he seems comfortable doing it.
Yeah.
And I think for the most part, he's been good. When you play 25 plus minutes, it's not all going to be great. There's going to be mistakes made. You got to live with it. But I really like the way he's played. I think he's done a good job of getting that defense. I wouldn't say quite settled, because you know they're missing two pieces in Ristolainen and in Staal as well. But between him and York's continued development, and Walker coming in being a really pleasant surprise, this defense is better than I think a lot of people expected.
Yeah,
I agree. Any of these young guys that you're enjoying watching?
Brink's been probably the brightest spot, I think, up front, and I don't think a lot of people figured that he would be on this team at this time of year, but had a great camp. You can see he's got some offensive instincts. Once he gets over the blue line, particularly on the power play, he seems to make plays and has vision. He's been good. I think Farabee is healthy, looks like a different player, a little bit more confident. He's been good. You know, Cates, I think, is just one of those, like, he's reliable. I know there was a mistake made last night on one of the goals, a failed clear, but for the most part, he's a guy that gives you an honest effort. And, you know, I think more offense out of him, I think, would be welcome, because I think he's such a conscientious defensive player that he focuses on that. But if he can get to the offensive side, that'll be good. You know, I think the big one for me that I'm still waiting on two guys is Frost and Forster. You know, Frost, a little bit of adversity, right? Gets a 2-year deal, comes in, and maybe doesn't get to the start that he wanted to. I thought he had a good camp, too. I mean, and, you know, sit 6 games, and now I want to see how he responds to it, because I think that's where you see what somebody's really made of when they're kind of benched, and now they got to come back and see if they've got that fight.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And I thought as the game went on last night, he started to make plays, made a couple of beautiful feeds.
Yeah.
He looked a lot more comfortable in the second half of that game, so that's a positive sign. And Forster, big guy, can skate, can shoot it. I think he's pressing a little bit. He wants to score. I think he identifies as a guy that can score. He hasn't scored yet, but he's a guy that I'm intrigued by just because he's 6'2", right? Can rip it.
Yeah.
Is there a little more physicality in his game? I wonder. But if you know, he's one of those big wingers that could, if he can start ripping the puck and get some confidence, that's another piece up front that would be great.
Yeah, no question. On the Morgan Frost piece, you mentioned like how he responds is going to be the key piece here.
Yeah.
Do you think it was warranted to sit him for 5 or 6 games? I think 6 games in a row.
Well, I mean, did he deserve it? He didn't play that poorly. I mean, it was really, the first game was so-so in Columbus. And the second game in Ottawa, I think everybody played flat, he had one good chance in that Ottawa game where he cut to the middle and he got it off. And the goalie made, I think it was Forsberg that played that day, made a glove save on him. But I think, you know, where the Flyers are at right now is that there's competition for spots. And that's a good thing. Yeah. And then I think had the next game not gone so well for the Flyers, and maybe somebody else played, he probably would have got back in. And I think once they scratched him, I think it was just that the other guys started to play well.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why he couldn't get back in. And that can be difficult. I mean, we've all been there, right? You're frustrated. And, you know, now I think your mind has got to be something where you make sure you stay engaged.
You have to.
Yeah, you have to.
You know, of course you're going to be pissed off. Mm-hmm. Every coach expects that. They want you to be pissed off.
Yeah.
But you can't sulk. You got to put your work in. And you got to make sure mentally you stay in it, right?
Yeah,
because I know my biggest regrets when I played, sometimes when I've had some tough times, I would – you know, you get pissed off, you do sulk a little bit, you have a pity party, and then sometimes when I found if I just disengaged, and it was subconsciously, just a little bit, then I get an opportunity and I wasn't ready. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
And then I played poorly. And then the coach looks at me and is like, well, what the hell, Boosh? You know, you're over here bitching and moaning or whatnot, and now you get a chance, and I'm like, you're right. It was on me. So it's important when you get scratched that you stay engaged, that you can have a pity party immediately, but then you got to move on. You got to put your work in. You got to make sure that you stay sharp mentally, because when you do get an opportunity, they're not going to wait around 10 games for you to get going. Like and last night I thought for Frost, the first half of the game kind of was just, you know, I think the speed of that game was a little much for the first 15 minutes of the game.
Yeah, they're a fast team.
Carolina checks. Fast, they throw pucks at the net. And then they kind of got in. Then they got settled in. They got their feet grounded. And I thought Frost played well in the second half of that game.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. Exactly what he needs to do.
Now let's see how he does. There's going to be a little bit of runway for him. You know, now, okay, so the second half of that game is good. Now let's see how you build off of that.
Yeah.
Right? You know, they got Buffalo on Wednesday. Yep. Two games against Buffalo. I think those are games where he can, you know, maybe suits his style and he can, you know, he can get going. Let's see if he can respond well. And if he does, shows a lot about your character.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's
the
test, right? That's what they're looking for. So
that's it.
I would like to think he responds. And
me too. He's a talented
kid. Yeah, he is.
A talented highly player. Skilled. Like in the preseason, I thought he generated offense. He made plays. Like last night, he made a couple of really nice feeds.
Yeah.
You know, and if like the one on the power play where he sauced it over two sticks to Forster, if Forster buries that, there you go. There's a point. And now everybody's saying, oh, he had a point tonight in a response. Well, he had some chances. He made some plays.
Yeah, for sure he did. I was interested to get your thoughts on Wade Allison. That one for us, him getting to sit down. You're around it way more than we are. But were you shocked? I don't want to say shocked, but were you surprised at him being sent down?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, but look at who they signed in the summer, right? I mean, they bring in Hathaway.
Yep.
Yeah. Right.
True.
You know, so it was clear what they did when they brought in Poehling and they brought in Hathaway. There was a fourth line identity line there.
Yes.
So now you got to play in the top nine,
yeah.
And now there's competition for spots in the top nine.
Yep.
And if Forster's a guy that you know, who dealt with injuries before, they feel deserves an opportunity, well, there you go. There's your competition. And then Brink comes in and does what he did in the preseason. And you can just see when the puck's on his stick, something's going to happen.
Yeah.
You can't deny it. So maybe Allison didn't do anything necessarily wrong.
Right.
But there's that competition again.
Yeah.
And that's where teams start to get better, when you have that internal fight for spots. And you guys know. I mean, it's this game is it can be a cruel business at times because you're dealing with people and feelings, but you have to find a way to separate the person to results.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you can do that and you make it black and white on what you expect from players result wise and make it about who's doing the job. And then obviously the personal side and the feelings, that's where it gets difficult. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you have to bring bad news sometimes to people and you just hate doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And just like the Frosty thing, you just got to go down there, have a good attitude and perform. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the bottom line. You can't be feeling sorry for yourself. And
ball's in his court.
That's it.
Yeah.
And look, I mean, there's going to be guys that get nicked up,
right?
You want to make sure that you're the guy getting called back up.
Yeah.
And also, too, I think it's important for him, you know, it's kind of a bit of an eye opener when you clear waivers.
Yeah.
That there were 31 teams that had a crack at you and nobody did. So, okay, look in the mirror and say, well, you know, what can I do to become more appealing to maybe some other organizations around? If that ever ends up being the case, you're not only playing for a call-up to the Flyers, but for your career,
right.
You want to be appealing to other teams as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, something tells me he'll figure it out down there. Just another one of those.
Yeah, I hope so.
You know, little bumps in the road, whatever you want to call it, a little adversity.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but you know, you just wonder, you know, now where they're at, the Flyers in their progression of development.
Yeah,
they just got more competition.
That's right.
Yeah. So you gotta get to work and try and be that guy that makes sure that you're in the lineup.
Yeah,
which is a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
HelloFresh does all the shopping and meal planning for you. Ingredients arrive at your doorstep pre-portioned and ready to cook, along with pictured step-by-step recipe cards. How easy is that? Even though the fall can feel jam-packed, HelloFresh makes whipping up a home-cooked dinner actually doable with quick and easy options, including their 15-minute meals. That's less time than it takes to get delivery. And with everything pre-portioned and delivered right to your door every week, it really is a no-brainer. Nast, what do you think?
Well, I think that is totally true because I'm following these recipes and it literally has pictures, instructions, and I look like a chef.
And
I should start my own show. And you can't screw it up. I just want to yell at people. I want Debo in there so I can yell at him and say, that's not right. You know, like with my show, my own chef show, Nasty Knuckles Chef Show with Nasty. It's unreal. It's easy. I'm telling you, we got to start it because I look like I'm like some magician chef in there now.
Oh my gosh.
It's awesome. If I'm cooking and it's good, you know I'm getting help and HelloFresh is doing it.
Oh my gosh. Solid. Go to HelloFresh.com/50knuckles and use code 50 knuckles for 50% off plus free shipping. That is HelloFresh.com/50knuckles and use code 50 knuckles for 50% off plus free shipping. How about across the league? Who else are you liking? Obviously, Boston, Vegas. I mean,
Boston surprises.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, what is Monty, our boy. I know.
Wow. I mean, last year where they finished in the end, which was a first round loss, to me that was like appropriate. I was like, if you asked me at the start of the season where would Boston finish at the end of the season, I'd say, okay, they just get into the playoffs, first round exit. And it's no slight against Monty.
Right.
It's no slight against the Bruins because I still think they were a good team, worthy of getting in the playoffs. But I think a first-round exit, I'd say, yeah, they'd probably be like a 7-8 wild-card team and then lose in the first round. Well, they go and set an NHL record. Yeah. So now everybody's like recalibrating what they think of this team, and then they lose in the first round because, you know, I think, you know, maybe some guys were nicked up and they got bullied around a little bit.
Yeah, they did.
Right?
Yeah.
By the Panthers. Now you think the loss of Krejci and Bergeron is going to affect their club, and turns out their back end is pretty stout. Their goaltending is for real.
Mm-hmm.
And the emergence of a young kid and Matthew Patra, who's come in and done a nice job. Fine. Good job by the scouting.
Yeah, right.
Second round pick, right? He got points in the OHL. But, you know, sometimes that can be, you know, you wonder what a player is going to be. Because I've watched some junior hockey, and you know some of these games and teams that players play on, it's all offense. So you wonder if it translates in the NHL, right? Like how, you know, is this something like when somebody gets 100 points in junior, like boy, is that really going to be? But the reality is, if the guy can make plays and has the confidence and is given the rope to try and make plays. I mean, turns out that it is translatable. And this Patra's done a really nice job. He's not going back to junior at all. And I don't even think he would play World Juniors. He's a 19-year-old. Even if if Canada wanted him for World Juniors at Christmas time, the Bruins can't give him up. He's been that good for them.
Yeah,
right.
You know? And it kind of – he might be their most talented center that they have.
Yeah.
You know? Coyle's a nice third-line center to me. Zacha – you know, he's probably a two, but Patra turns out to be, you know, if you're looking at pure talent, he probably lacks strength and lacks experience, but as far as talent's concerned, he might be their best center, which is crazy.
It's crazy. Really. I just laughed because when we had a couple months ago, we had our 25th anniversary, and Monty's there, and I was kind of busting his chops. I was like, it'll be a little different there, Monty, without the old Cappy Patrice, you know, and losing Krejci, but I was telling them, Boosh, when I went to the trainers meetings with Tovey, one of our sponsors, Hockey Stick Company, And I saw the boys from Boston, the equipment guys, and they're like, dude, he's been in their work training like he's going to play. So they were like, we don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, maybe he's going to come back. Maybe he comes, waits a little bit and comes back. But yeah, obviously not now. But what a start, Monty.
And you know what? I think, you know, for Monty, he probably felt like the pressure was on.
Yeah.
So these first 10 games were important.
Yeah.
And their schedule was in their favor, too. Like, look at the teams that they were playing.
Right.
Up until maybe last night they played Florida. I think before that, maybe their only real toughest opponent was like L.A.
Okay.
Although it turns out Anaheim's a lot tougher to play against this year than they were in the past. But they played Chicago twice. I'd have to go back. But it was not a strong schedule to start. But even with that, though, without a strong schedule, say you come out stumbling and you lose to those teams. Yeah. Now the heat really cranks up.
Oh, yeah.
So good for Monty. Good start. I think now they can kind of settle in. And, you know, they're not going to continue this pace, but they're going to be a team that gets in. I mean, that first 10 games set the tone. Yeah. And they got two very, very good goalies.
Yeah. Which helps. Yeah.
Not a lot of teams don't have that.
I know. Yeah.
This is already open.
No, so I did. I hope it's clean. Yeah. I did it by accident because I had my own sitting here.
If I pass out here.
He goes down, boys. I did it accidentally when I came in.
Elvis dips him in the toilet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
He refills. Not to a goalie. You would never do that, buddy.
I can't share that story. But.
Speaking of that weekend, though, it was great quickly to see a lot of guys we haven't seen in so long, man. It was Flyers, actually, Danny Breer, I think I told you guys, picked up dinner the second night. Yeah. I'm not sure if you were there the second night. You had to bounce, yeah. But the first night, it was just cool seeing Craig Darby, old Snoop Darby Darb. I haven't seen. I said, when did I see you? He goes, might have been the day I walked out of there. It's insane. And the Hugh Balls, Jamie Heward looks great.
He looks great.
And I didn't realize he was working with Johnny Stevens in Vegas.
He's in Vegas.
It's really cool, man. But it was a great weekend, and Coatsy did a great job setting it all up. And
that was fun. I mean, you know, unfortunately, not everybody could be there, but for the most, it was a good showing.
Yeah,
it was. Feels like, man, time flies, huh? It went by like that, 25 years.
And I was
hard to believe it.
Honestly, I feel like I still feel like a kid. Like, I still feel like, you know, when
I know
training camp rolls around, it's like my first training camp, and you're like, wow, that was so much fun, man. I mean, we played in Philly in the minors, sold out crowds.
Yep.
It was like a dream come true.
Set a record that year,
you know? And our team was so good. Like, we were the Broad Street Bullies, reincarnated. We had guys that could score. We had awesome offensive players in Whitey, Darbs, Monty, Maniluk.
Yeah.
And so we would outscore teams. And then if we, by chance, just were off that night, we'd beat people up. Well, I didn't.
Frankie,
Diamond Dave McIsaac, and man, Staples.
Staples,
Was it Steve McLaren on that team?
No, the next year he was.
He came in. It was... We had the one time we had him, and I think we had him and Frankie at the same time for a while.
Yeah.
That second year, but yeah, it was just a good group of guys. It was so fun to see everyone, and man, it was just fun.
We had a lot of fun with that group.
I was telling a lot of my friends, I'm like, we started a team group chat with that team.
Oh yeah.
And it's like nothing ever changed.
I know.
It's like just the chirps. Yeah. I mean, it's not. It's every day too. It's still going.
Sometimes you gotta mute the conversation.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay,
it gets a little hairy.
Well, Frank, you know,
not only that, it's like, you know, you'll get like one at 1 a.m.
Come on, boys.
Trying to sleep now.
Just getting home.
Fucking Frankie's buzzes. Still shaved. He's got the ponytail, ready to kill somebody.
He looks the same.
He does. He
looks
really
the
does.
Exact same. He looks like he has an age. He looked like he was probably 39 back then, and he stayed at 39.
It's impressive. My God.
Yeah, it is. I don't know what
brother,
he's doing.
His brother came town. He's huge. Worm. Yeah. I call him the Worm because Dennis Rodman, I gave him that. Right. He was like lanky and tall when he was a kid. But Chris, he was in town. But anyway, it was a great time.
Any other shenanigans going on there?
It wasn't. Nothing crazy really happened. We had Peter Luco, Mr. Luco came.
Right.
It was fun. It was fun. It was a good time.
Were you overserved, Nest?
Might have been.
Yeah.
Might have been.
It happens.
It does.
Clear?
Clear up.
There was. I'm trying to think who really. Darbs was, yeah. Darbs enjoyed himself.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, little Snoop Darby Darb.
Yeah. That was fun.
Manny even came down from the peg. They brought their motorcycles down. Yeah, he stayed a few extra days.
That's a haul?
Yeah, I know.
Bike down from the peg?
Well, they trailered
him. Oh, okay. I was going to say, wow.
They trailered him. That's a long way
to go. He didn't play golf, though, right? Because he got a hip problem or something?
Yeah, he came out to the course, unfortunately, and was following our crew, and then he saw Huggy take 4 swings and miss the ball every time.
That's enough for that.
And that was it. Huggy retired.
Yeah?
You might beat Huggy.
Think so?
It may be.
Yeah, you would. Seems like he's got a strong short game.
I'm like, Snugs, you cannot keep digging these.
Just shredding it out.
Yeah, but it was awesome. We had a good time anyway. It was fun.
That was a fun group.
Yeah. Really good. Really.
Because when I came back my second time to the Flyers and I played for Chief in the minors, and there was that spectrum again, what I was thinking in my head was like, oh my God, it's going to be just like that.
Yeah.
And it turns out we flew nowhere. Yeah. So back then we used to fly to Kentucky and Cincinnati, and it was like first class. Then we weren't flying first class, but like for the minors, stay overnight.
Yeah.
We enjoyed ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then this one was like bus everywhere. I said, the Chief one time, I said, hey, can we stop and get beers? And he's like, no. I'm like, what?
I'm like, whoa, what's happening here?
Really? Yeah, totally different.
Well, he had his case under the seat.
Oh, he was fine.
Not for the boys.
But it was like a totally different operation, and I was like, oh my God. So I was like, I got to get back to the NHL.
This can't last long.
Yeah, right?
This can't last long.
No flying, and it was totally different. And we weren't tough. We weren't tough like that team.
Yes, changed a little bit. Yeah. I was noticing this morning, of course, I've seen highlights and everything. I haven't watched the game, but your old team, the San Jose Sharks, having a real tough time. Mikey, better call Devon.
I need the break here. Not here.
Gabby, sorry. Yeah. Oh, my
call,
God.
Call Devon. He'd always tell Mikey Aldrich. When if things weren't going, you need to call Devon.
You need to call Devon.
And he'd say, he'd talk about the break in his glove. It needs to be here, not here. And I think Mikey was like, that's the same spot.
Yeah.
It's off by like a half a centimeter. You know what I mean?
Oh,
goalies are tough, man.
Yeah. You know, man, right? You guys are.
The minute we have a bad game or a bad stretch, it's like, oh, you know who I saw in Detroit? Eagle. Is it Ross?
Yeah. You saw Ross?
I saw Ross.
No way.
I hadn't seen him, and we laughed because I remember I was playing like absolute dog shit in Phoenix, just struggling, and he happened to be at the rink, and he goes, hey, Bush, he goes, you know, I can make a gear. I said, yeah. I go, how quick? He goes, get it to you in a week. I said, done. And he made me the gear because I was struggling so bad. I just was searching just for something.
Yeah.
Desperate.
Yeah.
In 1 week, he got me those pads that Chico was wearing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
which I was like, I'm never wearing those things. Like, those things they're horrendous. I mean, they're atrocious. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's talking about Ashley.
But he's like, I can make it. He goes, I can make it in 1 week. It was there in 1 week. And I was like, perfect. And I, you know, they were catering to me. Like, I started to play well in them, but I hadn't seen him in forever. But that just goes to show you, like, goalies, right?
Yeah.
The minute you start playing like crap, you're like, oh my God, I'll change anything. We'll sell our soul to the devil.
Yeah, right? You know? We're the ugliest pads in the league.
Just to get going. Just to save your career. So,
someone asked, we have this thing since one of our sponsors, Clear Room, and we have Clear Room questions, and they asked about one of my favorite setups. And I said, I don't normally like black pads, but with the black jerseys the Flyers have, they still wear them. We wore those in Pittsburgh, and Nuvi had a really great setup. They were black and orange, white, orange stripe, and then he had the black mask with the orange. I thought he looked tight. It looked really good. Baller posted all that. And then just out of the blue, he goes, what about Bush's gear? He says, what about Bush's setup?
Not really.
And I was like, well, I mean, it's rookie year. Like, what are we talking?
There's like a million different pads. Setups I had. Because I played so bad, I had to get new gear all the time.
He starts,
I didn't have good.
He starts dying, like. Hang on.
Look. You didn't like Bush's setup when he first came in the league?
Well, I mean. I guess it wasn't as advanced as now. They were white, black, and orange.
They were. The circle.
So yeah, the circle.
The Vons.
The Vons.
Yeah. Nothing out of the ordinary, bro. Like,
look at him. He's like, killing me.
I don't know if he was laughing at your
view. You're killing me. I was laughing at you, your response. Well, yeah.
He's trying to be diplomatic about it.
Talking about he just out of nowhere goes, "What about Bush?" I said, "Yeah, his first year." I'm
like, it wasn't good. Yeah.
It wasn't bad, though. You only had Louisville. Remember, you had Louisville stuff
when
one time.
I came out of junior.
Yeah, when you came out of junior, I remember you.
Yeah,
having
I tried to use that, but then I played like shit and got rid of that. Vaughn saved the day for a little bit.
Yeah,
and then I bailed on that and I went to Heaton CCM.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Were they throwing you a little side change there, too, or just
back then
just
they were?
The gear?
No. I thought they did back then.
Man. I didn't get anything. I got like a, I don't know.
Free t-shirt.
Yeah, a letter that said, thanks for using our stuff. A poster.
You know, Wawa
I think
gift
I got
card?
A poster of Jose Theodore or something like that. So I hung it in my room.
A motorcycle.
Yeah. I like the black cage, though.
Yeah.
To me, that was my thing. I had to have a black cage, and I see Sam Arison. He's got that, and he's wearing 33. So I got a real soft spot for him. I'm like, you know, I kind of dig his cage and number. Really want to see him do well.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah. I feel bad for him because he kind of got, you know, like these two games.
Yeah.
You know, haven't.
It's tough.
Yeah, it is, man. You know, and what are your thoughts on Carter's play so far? He's played really well,
Looks dialed in.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks really good, but you can't play him every night, right?
Right.
So you're going to want to make sure that you don't overdo it because you want to make sure that one, he stays, you know, fresh. And then two, you got to get the other guy in because you sit too long. That's the thing that I don't think a lot of people realize. And you know this, you guys know this. There are days where we're not playing games, but there are off days that are supposed to be practice days. And then all of a sudden last minute, they cancel practice. Yes. Well, the guy that suffers is the extra guy that needs a practice and the goalie, you know, the extra goalie that has to get reps. And it's one thing to do drills with your goalie coach. They're stationary, but you need like the rushes and 2-on-1s and 3-on-2s and point shots. And yeah, you're not going to get a ton of traffic because guys aren't going to want to like, you know, bury one at somebody's ankle. But, you know, those things are where you lose your sharpness. And that's the real battle for backup goalies is to find that work where you can stay sharp. And or maybe not need the work in order to stay sharp and give your team a quality start. The next one's a big one for Arison.
Yeah.
You know, he's got to – I'm not saying he's got to win, but it's got to be one of those that it gives real confidence in himself to know that, hey, I got this thing back on track. And it's all it takes is one game. Have a great game and get it back on the rails.
And you know, Carrion, I was funny. We were over at the Minnesota's morning skate last week. I was talking to them because – Flyers carrying three goalies right now. As an equipment guy, you hate that. No. And not that you hate the guy. It's just, for some reason, it's like having five extra players with three goalies. Because you're always, and my point being, like, Felix, like, what's he getting to do?
Sucks.
You know, it's got to suck for him because he can't play a game. I mean, obviously he's practicing, but
the only thing that's good is the 1st and 15th of the
month. Yeah, exactly.
You know? I feel bad for him though. Like,
and the meals around the rink.
It's a tough thing.
Exactly.
Are they worried about losing him? Is that why he?
Maybe must be. I don't know the real answer to that to that question. You know, I think with Tampa, with the situation they were in with Vasilevsky to start the year, so it made sense, right? Yes. I think there were several teams that were afraid, like in Montreal, Caden Primo, same situation. I think he's at the point in his career where he has to clear waivers, good goalie. I think other teams would take a chance on somebody. So maybe just the fear of losing an asset. And truthfully, I think in the league today, you need more than two goalies in your organization because guys get nicked up. It seems like guys are injured more than they ever were.
Yeah.
Especially at the goalie position. And I feel like it's because the games are harder now. Like the chances, the skill level of these forwards, like it's more taxing on the goalies today than it was when I played and even before I played. It's what I feel. I mean, I could be wrong. I don't have like statistical data to go off of.
Yeah.
But the day of like Marty Brodeur playing 70,
it's
not happening. And even Vasilevsky, who probably was the most durable guy, he's had back surgery. Yeah. So now you got to be like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like we got to protect you know, our most important player. So, yeah, you need three guys, and how you manage it and the risk of losing one could really affect your goalie depth.
Yeah.
There was a report just a couple of minutes ago. It's not official, but a report from Anthony DeMarco that they're going to send Sandstrom to the Phantoms on a conditioning assignment.
Okay. Oh. So you can do that 2 weeks. And I think you get two of those.
You get two of those. Yeah. That's right.
So that's smart. Get him to go play some games. And Arison can go down. He does not need waivers.
Oh, okay.
So I could be wrong on that, but I think I'm right on that. So he can go down, and I think you got to use that too.
Yeah.
Because the reality is you need him to be sure. So when Sandstrom returns, he'll have played 2 weeks down there, got some games. Now maybe he can come in and be the backup, and then you send Arison down. He can play, get his game in order.
Right.
You know, and the other thing too is like the October schedule typically is lighter than the other months, right?
Yeah.
You kind of start. It's not every day. True. You're not going out like playing every other day like you do late in the season. So those stretches where you don't play are even longer for the guy that doesn't have the net.
Yeah.
But I hated being the third guy. That was the worst.
Yeah. That kind of happened to you in Arizona, right?
Yep.
And then.
Yeah, and then I got in because Zach Burke, who kind of took my spot, he hurt his hip or groin, and I was I wasn't even practicing with the team for over a month in Phoenix.
I remember you saying that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Then you finally went in and were like, "Hey."
I finally went into Bobby Francis, and because I had the goalie, I was just me and the goalie coach, and maybe like one shooter. For a month.
Jesus.
And Pat Conacher, the assistant coach, he chewed on me too because I think he wanted to stay in shape. But when the team came out, I had to leave. I couldn't, like, you know how goalies sit on the sideboards maybe get a couple reps? No, they told me to get off. I was like,
Greta? Says get off?
Yeah. I was like, what did I do? I'm like, I literally wasn't part of the team.
Ugh.
And so after a month, I finally, you know, because I was trying to be respectful and, you know, not be a.
Accepting of it.
Yeah. And so I finally went into Bobby Francis's office. I said, why can't I practice with the team? And he was like, I was waiting for you to come through that door.
No way.
Turns out I was a goalie coach.
Yeah.
He was burying me.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
No shit, eh?
And this is the guy that, like, goalies trust their goalie coach. Like, it's their guy. Like, you got the team coaches, and then you got, you know how it is. We're alone.
100%.
And I thought this guy had my back, and it turns out he was suing me.
Wow.
Yeah. So I once I knew that, and I knew how the game is being played, then I dug in and I got real determined and I ended up getting back, and that's when I had the shutout streak.
Oh, so wow.
That was fun. That was fun to just shove it where it don't shine.
Yeah, right.
Suck on that.
Yeah. But then I thought I was like, then I thought I was the man, and it turns out it was only five good games.
Yeah.
Really
settle good down, game. Bush. Settle down.
Really good game.
It's so. It's a humbling game. You know, you think you're on top of the world, and the next thing you know, it comes crashing down. But makes for a good story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing.
How about your boy Smoking Joe Thornton retiring?
How about that?
Did he? Did he retire?
Is it 24 years? Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I saw that thing, and I was like, we got to ask
everybody.
Bush.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, everybody.
I don't know what that was all about.
What a beauty.
Yeah.
What a guy, huh?
Oh, man, yeah. He is a guy.
All time.
Yeah.
All time.
Yeah.
I never met a person that loved the game as much as Joe.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, this guy loved being at the rink. He loved the guys. He loved everything about it. Like, he would, this guy played, 21 minutes a night?
Yeah.
And if there was an off day or an optional, he was skating every day. He loved being at the rink. Today. Loved putting his gear on. Just, he loved everything about it. And it was infectious. And it's, it's such a shame that he never won, because people that have that passion for the game.
Yeah.
Like, we've played with guys that they come to the rink and they hate it.
Yeah.
And yet they're talented. But then you get a guy like that who's talented, loves the game, loves everybody. He should have been rewarded with Stanley Cup, and it never happened. But
I got
great
to,
career.
I got to know him a little bit over the last few years. Well, from the Olympics is when we were in 2010. So Mikey Aldridge, who is the San Jose head equipment guy, my good buddy, Jumbo's losing his mind because he wants Mikey to sharpen his skates, and we're at the Olympics.
It's the wrong,
and Mikey's country, like, hey. I can't do your skates. Those guys know what they're doing over there. Like, don't worry. No. He's following us down the hallway. Mikey, come on. You can't do this to me. I just please. And he's like, I can't do your skates. I'm not going to do your skates. And I'm like, fucking with Mike, you know, I'm like, oh, Jumbo, man, that's your guy. And he's like, yeah, listen to Nasty, you know. And he's like, I can't do it. He was losing. He was texting him every day. He was losing his mind. They end up winning that gold anyway. But he was like, I'll get you guys a limo anywhere you want to go tonight, van. Like, bro, you can't really take a limo anywhere because all the streets are closed. Because everybody's walking. There's so many people in Vancouver. But what a good dude, man. Yeah, like, just a great guy. His son always wanted flyer hats. So I always took some flyer hats out there and gave them to him because his son had something. He loved the flyers.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a good dude, man. Yeah.
I used to tease him and tell him that I was the best athlete on the team. I was a backup goalie playing like 20 games. So I challenged him one year, the one year that I was there. I said, hey, let's do a decathlon. I go, let's do this. Let's see who really is a superior athlete, you know? And I think we got through like four events or something like that. At one point we were doing push-ups on the road, in a hotel room, to see who could do more push-ups. He was a better athlete. Yeah. I was trying to find a way to, you know, get under his skin. I think we played ping pong too. We did a bunch. We never got to the 10 events, but he sent me a text the other day. He took a picture of his bicep, just random. I hadn't heard from him in a long time. I was on the plane and it wasn't, you know, when you get a text on a plane, it doesn't download yet. Yeah. I have to wait till I land to see this thing. And it was a picture of his bicep. And then like 3 days later, he retires. So.
That's hilarious. Just the bicep.
Yeah, and he goes, you know where to find me. Like, so I think he wants to pick up where we left off.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Awesome.
I'm nowhere near where I need to be to issue a challenge to anybody. I played tennis this morning with Hartsey.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah.
How's his tennis game?
He's good.
Yeah, is he?
I'm not. I'm a hack. Like, he's actually being nice by hitting the ball to me. man, I was sucking wind.
Really, yeah.
Just... It's awful.
I think he gets a lot of reps with chemo.
Chemo's really good.
Yeah.
Chemo's really good.
Yeah.
Chemo's good at everything.
He is, yeah.
He's like, literally, he can shoot basket. Like, he shoots basketball like he's played basketball his whole life.
Composed.
Soccer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Golf.
Golf.
Go play with him golf. He's good at golf. The guy's good at everything.
He has the right demeanor.
He does, yeah.
For a lot of things.
Yeah. Nothing really bothers his nervous system at all. He's
a great shit talker because it's not like really shit. It's just like little things. Yeah, so say little things. Yeah, you just
laugh at you. I.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Man. He's a good dude.
Yeah.
Is Hartsy getting you to work? Moving around the court or what?
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Like I said, I'm a hack. I played as a kid, like in the neighborhood. Like I never taught how to play. You know what I mean? Just kind of ran balls down, and I wanted to get back into it. You know what I mean? Just because I don't really want to go for a run. I'd like to, but it's hard to find people to play with. Like,
right?
People, if they're too good, they don't want to play with you. Yeah. So play with the wife once in a while, but then we can't play a game because. Yeah, she doesn't want to play for points, and I don't want to just like hit, you know, balls all day
back and forth for the next 45 minutes.
But she's not bad. She played in high school, but I just got to find that person. You know what I mean? So I'm still searching. So if you guys play, let me know.
Nasty, you seem like you'd be a good tennis player.
I played tennis.
You're a good athlete.
I played tennis. Light on your feet. Yeah. I played tennis. I used to play once in a while. We used to go over there to that place in Hadfield. Andreas Lilia was here and Chemo and
clay courts,
the indoor, yeah. Green Valley. They put a
That's where we played today. Yeah,
yeah. So I used to go over there and play with those guys a little bit. Lil's was good too. Lilia was really good.
Yeah. All those Europeans,
They're all good. Yeah, for sure.
Ask them to play wiffle ball. See what happens. That's a real sport.
Yeah, that is a real sport. We play over at Carter's all the time.
Wiffle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a great wiffle ball backyard.
Where you guys do use a chair for the strike zone?
They bought this thing. It's a strike zone. So if you hit it, you hit it, it's a strike.
Yeah.
But they're throwing them 100 mile an hour. They're throwing as hard as you can.
Yeah.
They're not really throwing junk.
Yeah, no.
But they're just fastballs coming in. But hit a few home runs. Let me do.
Yeah.
Because you're an athlete.
Well, I mean, we did win the last game.
Yeah.
We played there, yeah. I almost killed myself. And Chef Greg, you know Chef Greg. For the Flyers. Do you know Chef Greg?
Yeah, yeah.
He took one swing. He had sandals on and the ground was wet. And he was about this high off the ground and fell on his back. Did he? He was done. Yeah.
He's like, he's done, yeah.
He goes, I'm gone. I'm gone. Yeah. But you're right. That is a real sport, wiffle ball.
You getting into pickleball at all?
A little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah, a little bit. I like it. I like pickleball.
Obviously less movement.
Less movement. It's kind of like glorified ping pong.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
A little bit more movement. But I don't want to go there yet. Like, I mean, come on. I mean, I'm 46.
Yeah, right? I know. It does look fun, though.
It does.
It does look fun. But I haven't
wasn't played. Homer, like, I think.
Yeah, Homer plays.
He's starting, like, some. They were trying to get, like, some, like, league going, I think.
Oh, jeez. I'd be an alumni to play league him going. In that.
Yeah.
Remember when we played racquetball with Homer?
Oh, my God. That guy meant business.
Dude. And he leaks. He sweats so bad. You're flipping and falling.
He sets picks?
Yeah.
Racquetball.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, you're going to go walk around him.
I remember when we were playing, talking about basketball, we were playing out there the one day, and Brad Smith, B-Rad,
yeah,
our good buddy, he never played basketball all day in his life. He played football in high school, but just pretty reckless.
Yeah.
But played hard.
Yeah.
So he's D-ing up, and his arms are like coming down, hitting Homer in the
fouls.
Head.
Fouls. They're fouls.
And Homer, like, isn't really saying anything. You know, we kind of called a couple of fouls for him. And then a few minutes later, Brad jumped up. He faked. And Brad jumped up, and he came down, and he hammered Homer on the head. And Homer just, like, real quietly turned and goes, Brad, if you do that again, I'm not real sure what's going to happen. Just like that. And B-Rad goes, I quit. I don't know what I'm doing, man. You know, quit. Like, we all started laughing.
Want to preserve his life a little bit?
He just said it real quiet. B-Rad, if you do that again, I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh,
and
man.
We were just all so dying, good. Man. But, yeah, Homer's an intense.
Don't mess with Homer. He chased me down in a shower one time. Because my agent was calling because, you know, lack of play, you know what agents do, right? You know,
yeah.
Kind of, and we played Atlanta at home, and I stunk. I think we lost in overtime, and Homer was right as I'm going in the shower, he came in and he chased me down, you know, like, yeah, listen, you have effing agent call me, blah blah blah, and he followed me in the shower. I was like, oh my god.
We shower together.
I was like, just let me shower up here. I was like, grab a towel here. And he just absolutely gave it to me. And I was like, oh, man. But it was warranted. You know, he's one of those guys I hated when I disappointed him. Yeah. Because he was so good to me. I don't even know if he knows he was good to me. But, like, he brought me back here how many times?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I'm so appreciative of that. So when you played like shit and let him down, you're like, man, I feel awful.
Yeah,
you know? Right. So he could chase me down anywhere.
Yeah.
If I deserved it.
We were talking about your rookie team with not the Phantoms, but with the Flyers the year you guys on a roll.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at that team, like, you know, you had Rex, Chief, Talk, mm-hmm. like guys that are coaching now in the game. Now Jonesy's president.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild to see that. And you guys were right there. I thought you were going to do it. I remember that's where obviously Big E.
Yeah.
There was question, like, I think a lot of the players were like, let us keep it here.
Yeah.
Like, where we are.
We had Whitey.
Yeah, Peter Whitey White and Gregor was playing
and
a little
Mark
bit.
Greg, yeah, in place of Big E. Not in his place, but, like, lower in the lineup. Yeah, man, I always think about that. I know we lost in 2010 to Chicago,
and
we're in the finals, but that team felt like the team that was destined to win.
Yeah,
it really did, and I feel like if we got by Jersey, we were, you know, we would have won. But, you know, you wonder what if. I mean, so many great players. That was a magical year. I mean, as a kid growing up, like, I watched a lot of those guys I played with.
Right,
it was surreal. I mean, to be playing with Eric Desjardins, John. I was a huge Canadiens fan, so like John LeClaire and Eric Desjardins, I was like, oh my god, like I really looked up to these guys, and now they're my teammates and. You know, they're nice to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They play hard for me, and oh my God, we're going to win a Stanley Cup. Like, it was amazing. And then the fall short, it was too bad.
Yeah, that was
that's when, like, that to me, that's what this has to get back to here in Philly.
Yeah.
You know, I know the Phillies are doing great and the Eagles are popular right now, but, like, there's a hungry fan base here, like Flyer fan base that, Jonesy and Danny and Dan Hilferty, they're trying to they want to get that feeling back here.
Yeah,
and I'm excited for it. I mean, I know the game's different; it's not the same, and it'll never be the same. Like, the game evolves, but that feeling that we all experienced playing here, springtime.
Yeah, it's unreal.
That's what's coming back, and when it does, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
for sure. That was a really good team. I mean, Christ, you were on two really good teams, obviously, here in Philly that year and the year you talked about.
Imagine the money I would have made if we would have won two Stanley Cups.
Oh, boy. I wish we would have.
Still playing.
Speaking of, are you playing in the alumni game?
I am.
Yes.
This Marshy.
Hounding you down.
I'll tell you what. This is how the phone call goes. Hey, Boosh, Rexy, you know, you play with Rexy, makes you feel bad there, right? He's like, you know, he's getting inducted in the Hall of Fame, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes, we need a goalie. Silence. Silence. Who wins the silence game? And I go, Marshy. And he goes, silence. So I go, all right, I'll do it. And he outweighed me. And I'm like, and then after, I'm like, I swore to God that I would never play again. Last year, I played in the Hall of Fame game in Toronto. I don't know how I got roped into doing that. And I was like, you know, it might be good. I'll put the gear back on. I'll break a sweat. And so for 2 months, I practiced. When I was back home in Rhode Island, my old high school, they got in like an academy now. I was practicing with the U18 team. These kids were ripping them by me left, right, and central. But I was, you know, I was getting back into it. Yeah. The hips were feeling good. I was like, okay, I'm going to do good at this Hall of Fame. I gave up 5 goals in the first period, and Lanny McDonald pulled me.
Come on.
In a Hall of Fame game.
Come on.
Yeah.
Pulled you?
He pulled me.
You had 2 goalies?
It was like a university kid.
Oh, my God.
And he's like,
what?
Lanny.
Yeah, he's like, and God damn it, Boosh, can you make a save? And I was like, I don't know. I was like, I'm not really sure if I can. I thought I felt pretty good coming in here. And so he, you know, and I looked at the kid and the kid, I said, you want to play? He's like, yeah. I was like, go in there.
Yeah, go in
there. So that's, I was like, it was fine. But I was like, man, I will not play again. And then I got roped in because Marshy asked me, and it was just like silence, and I caved.
Should have said, I know a guy or two.
He said that Chico was playing, and I was like, okay. But Chico is going to come in. He'll be great. Like, I just know it. He's just
last
one of the
last time we saw him, he looked pretty good. When did we see him play? I thought he looked good. He came and played in something.
He's like a freak. He's a freak like that. You know?
Yeah. I definitely saw him play in something. I thought it was that game where he scored right away.
No, Litz played and.
Oh, McKenna played.
That's right.
Where did I see Eshie? I saw Eshie do something.
Was it 2 years ago? Maybe. It was an alumni game.
Yeah, maybe.
The Wells Fargo Center.
McKenna looks like he probably is still playing.
Well, he was on last week with us. I mean, he looks like he's in shape, but I don't know if he's
Didn't sound like he was playing.
Yeah, I don't know if he's doing anything.
That's just like, that's one of the positions where like I like going out and playing and skating.
Yeah.
But I do not want.
You don't
want
to get puck shot at you.
It's a lot of work to get back up.
Yeah. And then, you know, guys scoring and they feel great about them. It's like, you know, I haven't played.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It's 13
the
years.
The pride
now.
Gets.
I sucked when I played, and now I definitely suck. You know what I mean? Like, it's not an accomplishment for you to score on me. But, yeah, it's humbling. It's a humbling position.
Yeah.
Way more fun to try and score.
It'll be a fun game.
Yeah.
I'm playing too, so. Be Lanny's.
Be afraid to block a shot or two.
Yeah, good right. Sticks, lay right? down there.
Who do you think Boston's going to have?
What's that?
Is Patrice going to play?
Probably.
You think so? Yeah, I guess he would. Why wouldn't he, right?
Played with Rex, right? Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
Krejci, is he going to play?
Oh, might have a pretty strong lineup.
They bring him back. He's like, oh, God. Not again. Not these guys.
The one that we played against Pittsburgh, right? It was a 50th anniversary game.
Yeah.
Was it Tyler Kennedy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, flying
around. He just retired.
Around.
He was flying. I'm like, buddy.
Dude, you just retired.
Yeah, I'm like, settle down. Like, you're not getting a contract out of this game. He was super hungry.
He was buzzing. Yeah. I remember that.
I like when 2-9er had the puck on his stick, Phil Bork. I was like, that's more the speed we need here.
Yeah.
More of that. More of those Gretzky Jofa helmets and Tyler
slow
Kennedy
down.
Buzzing.
Yeah.
A few years ago, they had that Detroit was playing Toronto in the outdoor game, and Gary Robertson was a little fucking blonde forward there for Detroit forever. They almost literally got in a fight. Like, it got really – I can't remember. I just saw a post the other day about it. It was pretty good.
Draper.
It was him and Draper. Yeah, sorry. It was him and Draper were like –
I could see that.
Sticking each other, whacking each other. They had to come in. Whoa, boy.
And yeah,
boy.
They probably had some.
And then Joey Koser showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was Joey Mullen there when Lanny, was he there that weekend?
No.
No, he wasn't? Okay. I didn't know, but just because of the whole
thing. I thought
you
were going to try
well,
to.
Well, no.
That's what I thought, too. I thought that's
we were talking about the power play with Hartsy and Cartier.
Hartsy and G. Where's G?
Joey loves that too. Yogs drove him nuts. He would tell him what to do, and he'd walk out, and Yogs would be like, "No, no, boys, we'll do this. We'll do this." Guys were like, "What?" Oh, Joey.
Power play was humming though in those days, right?
Yeah, man.
Every year. Joey. What is Joey doing these days?
Man, we had him on a little over a year ago. He plays hockey and plays golf.
Yeah, he's coaching that three ice thing.
Well, he did that three ice in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
Three ice in the summer. Other than that.
That's right.
I think he was just enjoying. Yeah, I like Joey.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
he's a fun guy.
Guy's a Hall of Famer. I just remember we'd always give him shoes in there cleaning up after the other coaches. I'm like, Joey.
Yeah,
like,
no ego at all.
No, zero.
None.
Zero.
And he was great, like a great assistant coach because he'd shoot the shit with you and he was a good guy and
guy loves hockey.
Yeah.
Just every day. He was awesome. Skate. We had to go out there and be like, we got to eat lunch. Yeah. You know, he had to exercise because they wanted to play.
Oh, the two-pass games? Plenty of those games.
Yeah, he loved that.
Leaking. Played so hard. He played on a men's league team there one year, Boosh, and it was funny because every period, like, guys would be like, well, can we play with him? So we literally changed the line every period so guys could play with Joey because they loved him so much. And he was still good, too, like really good men's league. Some guy doesn't show up for men's league games.
You don't?
On his team. No.
Well, I try, but it's an hour and hour and a half.
Oh, here we go. It's an hour.
And it's like 9 p.m.
He's on the roster, boo. It is not at 9 p.m. We play at 5 o'clock.
Wow.
Wow.
You guys still play right now?
Yeah, but he didn't show again, and we lost last weekend.
Well, my gear is back.
You ready?
Yeah.
Do you want to come join us?
I used to play
like... You want to play forward, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't have my... I got to go back to Rhode Island and get my gear.
What's your gear look like? What color would it be?
It's all over the place.
Playing against sports guys?
Yeah. You got the red pants, blue...
Still, my son had, USA color gloves, so I stole those. I think I got blue, light blue pants from my buddy Brian Berard from the Toronto Maple Leafs and stuff. So I kind of look like I can play.
Yeah.
And then I can't. Like, the play dies when the puck gets on my stick.
Yeah.
All
this hype, and then it's like,
They're like, oh, he kind of looks like he might play, but.
I remember Litz coming out and playing a few times with us. Like, obviously not goalie. He wanted to skate out. He had the Jofa helmet on. I don't know where he got it. And this guy just cruised the far blue line waiting. We're like, dude, what are you doing, man? And, just barely moving his feet, just going back and forth. And
even if he got it, he's got no breakaway speed. Nah. You get it?
When
catches him.
That's what happens inside the blue. To me, too, yeah. And then I think I can make a play, and you guys hate playing with me.
That's great, man.
Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Are you going to pull out a Brooksy question for Torts at some point?
For Torts?
Yeah, just to get him fired up about something.
Post-game loss.
I'm kidding. No, we were talking about that the other day.
Yeah,
you don't want to get him going.
Did you see that one last year when I was doing ESPN? And we had to do the interview from upstairs, and he grabbed, he grabs the headset, and I asked him, and he gave me he goes, "We stink as of right now," Like in the morning when we talked to him, he was like amazing. Like he was, because he used to work at ESPN with us.
Right.
And I worked with him in NHL Network and it was all good. And then he like just snapped. But it made for good television. It was actually good. I said, okay, thank you, coach. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Thank you.
So after I saw him and he was like, I said, it's all good, man. It's like, I don't care, you know what I mean? But the one thing about interviews, man, I get nervous, you know, because the one thing I learned is you don't want to ask a yes or no question because you could get a one word answer.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to make sure you're asking, it's got to be a descriptive answer, you know, explain or how or, you know, why or, you know what I mean?
So that
they can describe. So yeah, that's something that I still, Daryl Sutter was a guy that I'd get worked up. And so if the score got to like 2-3-0, I'd say to my producer, I was like, hey, can we guess the interview? Like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to go on the bench, you know, and have him, you know, chop my head off.
That was one thing I was going to say. Like you had a little bit of time in Calgary with him.
Yeah.
I remember you doing a couple impressions of him because Chief would do it too. Like,
hey, hard, assertive. He was tough. Like it's funny because now, okay, so Calgary, right? Okay, if we talk around the league, the players didn't like Daryl, right? So they got him, and you know, probably in some cases, you know, with the way the game is now and the way coaches, the way players need to be coached, maybe it is a little bit old school, But look how they're performing right now.
Yeah,
it seems to me like they've got no identity.
Right.
They don't have any players to me that stand out as like alpha dogs, you know?
Right.
So now they don't have Daryl back there who's, you know, getting them ready, you know, getting them all fired up and pushing the buttons. So you need guys inside the room like that are leaders.
Right.
Guys that are going to take charge, you know?
Yeah.
And to me, they don't have any alpha males. It just looks like a bunch of nice guys.
Yeah.
And nice guys that go out there and, you know, they lack competitive nature and the results are what they are. Like that game, that Heritage Classic game on Sunday, I thought Edmonton was awesome. I think that was like a turning point game for them because they responded.
Yeah.
Right? McDavid coming back in the lineup. But you could see Evander Kane was running guys. And that was a really good game. Aside from Markstrom, I look at that team and I'm like, I don't see anything there.
Yeah.
They're not a playoff team as of right now, unless something changes.
Right.
Kadri's a guy to me that should play that way, but I don't know if he's an alpha dog, like, you know? It'll be interesting to see how that plays out, but that's what happens. Players didn't want Daryl, and now they've got a guy that to me it looks like they're just kind of like they're taking advantage of the coach,
right?
In my opinion,
right.
Like Ryan Huska probably seems like a nice guy. He was an assistant there before, and you know how that is. The assistants are usually nice. And well, those guys, it's up to them.
Yeah,
in the room to don't make this guy look bad,
right?
You know, go out there and do a job.
Yeah.
If you didn't want the other guy here, pick it up
because you're essentially the reason that guy's gone,
right?
So you better,
You better. And I think in a lot of ways, you know, Daryl had a great career.
Yeah, right? For sure.
There is a time when I'm not suggesting that he should still be there because I think we all know that the game has evolved, but those guys inside that room got to find it inside themselves to pick it up.
Yeah. Chief told us some great Daryl stories and Johnny told us one about Green having a tough night, the one night D-man, you know, big right-hander. And he goes out there, he's chopping it up. You know, and just having a tough time. So it says by the end of the third period, he's like first period, Greener comes off to change, and Daryl fucking pitchforks a stick down there. It's a lefty. He goes, try that one. Johnny goes, it almost hits me in the face, and then he gets it, and he's like, look, and he goes, tell Greener to try that one. It's a lefty.
Oh, man.
But Chief told me a lot of stuff. I think Chief gets a lot of his little one-liners from his Daryl time.
Because
he's pretty witty, too. Schenner was always, like, texting me, you should have heard your boy tonight. He had some good ones. But when you were with the Phantoms when Chief was coaching, was Lars Johnson here?
Yeah, lefty.
Yeah.
Big shot.
Lars had shoulder
issues, right?
Yeah.
You remember when you had to walk in, Chief's the first thing you see, his office. So I'm down there having a coffee with him. I came down from the other end, and I may have told this on air before, but I just never laughed so hard. Lars walks in, looks a little hung. Yeah. You know, he's got
slow to the depth. Yeah.
So he walks in, he's like, morning, Nasty, Chief. And he walks by, and Chief goes, "Hey, Lars." And I'm like, "Oh, no, what's he going to see you?" So Lars comes back, kind of sticks his head in the door. He goes, "Yeah." He goes, "You know, I was thinking." And he was like, "What were you thinking?" He goes, "Oh, you should quit hockey because you're terrible." Like that. And he starts, Lars starts laughing. He goes, "All right, Chief." He walked away.
Couldn't be bothered, eh, Lars?
He didn't give a fuck. Well, I think he knew Chief, like his sense of humor. But he goes, "Oh, you should quit." He told him. He used to tell Eags, Ben Eager, "Eags, just leave your stick on the bench. You don't need
you
it.
You don't need it.
You don't need it."
I used to love when I played with Chief. I you know, him and Jonesy, big one-liners left, right, and central. Yeah. Right? But I, when OT would come, would start, Chief would start undoing his sock tape. Right? He's like, "Well, I don't need this." He untying his skates, "I'm done." You know?
He goes, "I love Anita. Boys, 24 beers, not even buzzed." "Oh, no, you were shit-faced." Trust me, you just don't remember. But, yeah, he used to tell us some Daryl stories. I thought they were funny, man.
Oh, yeah.
What a character.
Yeah, for sure. But, Boosh, so happy to have you back.
Thanks, man. Philly. Yeah, thanks, guys.
Do a great job, obviously. And just best of luck this year. Hopefully the boys keep playing the way they're playing. I mean, I think,
just be competitive.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Like, I mean, I don't think anybody's expecting Stanley Cup right now. I mean, let's be realistic. Just compete. I think that's what fans want.
Yeah,
for sure. So, Debo, you good with that?
Are you?
I am. Thanks, bro.
All right,
guys. Appreciate you, Boo.
Great to be here.
A big thank you to Boosh, Brian Boucher, for hopping on.
Yes.
The beauty.
Love this guy.
Finally got him in the stew.
I know. I know we needed him here. Hear all of his wisdom.
Yeah.
Which he gave. No, we appreciate him coming on, man. A busy schedule right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice to have him back in the area, too.
I know.
Living here.
Solid dude. Good energy. Great for Flyers hockey.
Yeah. He does a really good job. Busy. Yes. Busy man, though.
Yeah. I'm kidding. Appreciate you, Boosh. It's that time, Nast.
Is it that time?
Oh. You know it.
Time for Clear Questions, brought to you by Clear Rum. Go to clearrum.com. Nasty 2023 for 35% off.
Whew.
You got to do it. PA only. And, boys, we need a little refresher here. A little sprinkle on the infield. Yeah. So let's get on that.
You got to lay off it, Nasty. You're getting a little excited.
It's too good. It's too good. Baller, what do you got?
We got one from Anthony Giampaolo over on Twitter. And he would like to know, who put the most money on the board that you can remember?
Wow. Ooh. Good question, man.
I can't even remember.
Oh, boy. I really got to think about that one. Trying to think the most I ever saw. I want to say it was, man, I can't remember. It was $5,000, but then it was like $2,000 for the trainers, and then a team dinner. Who the hell was that? I remember thinking, wow, that's a good amount of money. Someone said it might have been G because he signed his deal. I think it was G.
Okay.
But he put a good chunk up there. That's who it was because he had signed that deal. That's what it was.
Yeah,
that's the only I can remember.
I can't,
it was like,
I honestly
it ended
can't
up
remember.
Being about almost $10,000 worth of, you know, with dinner, team dinner.
Right.
The 5G, and then I think it was like two for the trainers.
Just a half a day's work. No
big
deal.
That was like half his paycheck that day.
Yeah,
that's a great question,
yeah,
though, because
yeah.
I should remember quicker about something like that, but there was so many times where guys would throw quite a bit of change up there. And you're always hoping when you see the old TR beside it, Richmond Trainers, that we won. Come on, boys. We were a little more fired up than normal.
A little more energy.
Yeah, but I think it was G when he signed that deal.
Did you guys win that night?
That's a great question, too. I don't know.
I
really don't know. Honestly, I can't remember. But we'll have to find out.
We'll have to find
G'll remember.
Yeah, he probably will.
A little hit.
Check his bank
pert.
Account.
Yeah.
Check his transactions.
Oh, good question.
Yeah,
though.
It is.
We got another one from Dr. Brizgalov over on Twitter. He wants to know, out of all the Flyers players, who had the best hoopty?
Hoopty? Car? Like, Debo's got a hoopty out there, man. I thought he's bouncing when you come in. That's sick, dude. I don't know how you get it to do that, but Do you, Ross, or are you getting your brakes fixed?
Well, just a front, just a front two, not all four.
So best car, I think my favorite. Well, one of my favorite cars would probably be the last car G had, Claude Giroux had when he was here, is a blacked out Bentley. It was so sick. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he pulled in, and I'm like, are you serious? He's like, what, this whole thing?
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite cars. Yeah.
Well, Razor had the Lambo as well as Brash. Yellow.
Yeah, he had the yellow one.
Yellow Lambo. It was pretty rad. But there's other pretty nice cars around.
Yeah, I forgot about Razor's Lambo, and the top was usually down.
Yeah.
And the football was in the back seat with about 10G in it.
Yeah, the
football. Just leave it sitting there.
Yeah, no big deal.
Not big deal. So I'm losing a couple times, but for me it was that, I think, that thing was sick, the Bentley. Yeah, I think he still has it, but maybe he'll let me borrow it right around town.
Why not?
I'll ask him.
Let's do it.
Deeps, can I drive yours? No, you're right. Yours is red, though. Anyway.
Red Bentley?
Yeah. Good question, Noah. Yeah, I'm going to go with G's Bentley. You going with Razor?
I think so.
Okay.
Speaking of G, did you see that clip of him and Sid?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Got some numbers mucking on our Twitter account.
We're mucking it up a little bit. Penalties. Going back to the old days.
Oh, yeah.
Because they've been teammates since and they're buddies.
I thought they were smoking the peace pipe until the face-off. And then,
well, oops. G must have said something.
He did. He's
did
good.
Did you see my percentage this year in face-offs? He might have thrown something at Sid like that. Yeah. We have to ask Sid when we see him.
Yeah.
And G.
That's a wrap, Nast.
That's a wrap, brother.
132 in the books. Can you believe it?
I cannot. Philadelphia Warriors, our good friends, are having a gala. Ooh. I hope I'm saying that right.
Gala.
The gala. It's a Warrior gala. It's their first ever military gala on the Battleship, New Jersey.
Ooh.
And it's open to everyone. Like, anyone can buy a ticket for it. It's November 11th, and it's black tie.
Ooh.
So I can't wait to see you, your hair slicked back, hopefully trim that beard.
Yeah.
Yes. It's two weeks of growth. They said it's mandatory.
2 weeks of growth.
Perfect. Starts at 6 p.m. And to purchase tickets, go to FlyersWarriors.com. Click on the link, and also you can go to Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter and click on the link there.
Beautiful.
But again, it's November 11th. Our good friends, the Philadelphia Warriors, man, they're growing. What do they got? About 8 teams
now.
We're going to have to become coaches. They're going to need some help.
They got
so many teams. But they're our good friends, Duff, Dev, Faust, all the boys, all 80.
All 80 of them.
There's a lot. But it's going to be a great event.
Yeah.
And if you can get there. It's going to be a pretty cool thing.
Hope to see you there, Nast.
I'll be there. Black tie.
Black tie.
Mm-hmm.
NK hat.
I probably won't have a hat on. But
all right. We'll see you guys there.
Yep. Sounds good.
All right. That's a wrap, Nast. Until next week for episode 133. Be sure to subscribe, like, check us out, comment, ask questions. Until then, stay safe, knuckleheads.
See ya.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.